The prevailing discontent in Hollywood throughout this summer is poised to reach a critical climax in the coming weekend as actors stand ready to unite with the ongoing writer strike, creating a seismic, double strike that would effectively bring almost all film and television productions in the United States to an abrupt halt. The Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, finds itself embroiled in urgent last-minute negotiations with industry giants such as Netflix and Disney, as the looming deadline of midnight on Friday, 7 o'clock GMT Saturday, approaches rapidly. The labor union, representing an impressive 160,000 actors and performers, ranging from A-list celebrities to background extras, has already authorized the possibility of industrial action, should an agreement fail to materialize in time. Should negotiators opt for a walkout, it will mark the first instance in which all Hollywood actors and writers have simultaneously engaged in a strike since 1960. During that time, renowned actor and future U.S. President Ronald Reagan spearheaded a confrontation that ultimately compelled major studios to make significant concessions. Much like their writer counterparts, actors are demanding enhanced compensation to counteract the effects of inflation, along with guarantees for their long-term career prospects. Rebecca Metz, known for her roles in FX's Better Things and Showtime's Shameless, told AFP that earning a living in Hollywood has become exceedingly more challenging for actors, even those who have already established themselves in the industry. Metz elaborated, stating, "People who are not part of this industry, and even some who are, greatly overestimate the financial remuneration actors receive. Merely seeing someone on television often leads to the assumption that they must be affluent. However, this has not been the case in recent years." She further emphasized, "I personally know numerous individuals at my level who have taken on secondary employment and are actively seeking ways to sustain themselves until circumstances improve." In addition to the income derived from active engagements, actors receive residual payments each time their films or shows are broadcast on network or cable channels, a particularly advantageous arrangement during periods of project hiatus. However, contemporary streaming services such as Netflix and Disney Plus do not disclose viewership data for their content and offer uniformly modest flat-rate compensation regardless of a program's popularity. In summary, the ongoing negotiations between SAG-AFTRA and major entertainment companies have reached a critical juncture. The actors' union seeks improved wages and safeguards for their future prospects, echoing the concerns previously voiced by the writers. The financial challenges faced by actors in the current Hollywood landscape, where individuals often resort to second jobs, further underscore the urgency of securing a favorable agreement that meets their needs. Rebecca Metz, known for her roles in the acclaimed television series, laments the decline of residuals over the past decade or so, describing their current value as a mere fraction of their former worth. She expresses concerns about the detrimental impact on actors' livelihoods, especially during prolonged periods of unemployment, where the ability to maintain health insurance becomes a source of worry. The likelihood of a strike proceeding remains uncertain, as both sides have imposed a media blackout on the ongoing negotiations. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher recently conveyed optimism in a video message, highlighting the highly productive negotiations and anticipating a groundbreaking agreement. However, Union Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree-Ireland has cautioned that time is running out to reach a deal, fueling speculation that an interim extension of talks could be agreed upon. While the writers' strike has already significantly curtailed the production of movies and television shows, an actors' walkout would bring the industry to a virtual standstill. Although some reality TV, animation, and talk shows may continue, even prestigious events like the Emmy Awards, scheduled for September 18, would be at risk. The return of the popular series slated for this fall would be delayed, and major blockbuster films could face postponement. Adding further complexity to the situation is the issue of artificial intelligence, AI. Actors are demanding safeguards to regulate the future use of AI technology, expressing concerns about producers utilizing their voice and likeness without proper consent. Metz asserts that the current absence of protections allows for the creation of performances based on actors' previous work, for which they would not receive compensation. These concerns, while seemingly fantastic, hold real significance. Another grievance actors have is the proliferation of self-taped auditions, a practice that SAG-AFTRA seeks to regulate. Originally employed in instances in which in-person auditions were not feasible, this approach has now become commonplace in Hollywood. It places logistical and technological burdens on actors, deprives them of feedback from casting directors, and most importantly, leaves them uncertain as to whether their auditions have even been reviewed. Metz emphasizes that acting is a collaborative craft, and the disconnect of speaking into a camera in one's own home, devoid of any response, departs significantly from the essence of true acting. With AFP.